10 open courtyard.
Roger, I just estimated.
Radicalization is what, post 9/11, we've come to call the process of becoming a terrorist. But despite extensive research in terrorism studies, we actually still can't predict who will be a security threat before they actually become so. And as a consequence of that, young people often feel themselves to be labelled as security risks, when in fact they're not. And that can end in a cycle of alienation and anger, which can actually encourage radicalization.
You feel that Muslims are under suspicion.
The security police are totally focused on Muslims. Even if it was a white nationalist who committed the worst terror attack in Norway.
When we as researchers do interviews with young people, we hear echoes of what you might call world events. And we also get a glimpse of the burden of suspicion, negativity and discrimination that young Muslims experience in their daily lives.
Lately, I've felt more and more like a stranger in my own country. The more I've become engaged in what's happening, the more I've felt like a stranger and not welcome.
Youth with extremist view have often been bullied, been involved in crime or in conflicts at school. And many hold a pessimistic view of the future. And if they are immigrants, they have experienced harassments because of religion, ethnicity or skin color.
Me and a friend were attacked by a group of immigrant kids. It was completely unprovoked. That experience did something to me. We both joined a right-wing group.
So DARE's a research project which sees young people expressing radical views as neither victims nor as perpetrators of radicalisation, but as engaged, reflexive, often passionate social actors who seek information that they can trust as they navigate a world that is actually infused with calls to radicalisation. The key objective of our research project is to understand the social and the psychological processes leading to radicalisation and to develop some practical tools to increase resilience of individuals and communities to radicalisation.
The imam often warns us about violent ideologies. Then I get home and I read about 11 Afghani children killed in a drone attack. Then you do not give a shit about what the imam said.
So in DARE we're approaching radicalisation differently. We want to observe how young people encounter those who have radical views and what their responses are to them. And that means understanding why and how some young people become violent extremists. But perhaps more importantly, it means understanding why most people don't.